Now, we finally come to the end, almost, because we're up to 11 pipers piping and 12 drummers drumming. Physicist Alan Calvard is also a musician, and he's kindly agreed to accompany us on his tuba, which he's brought here into the studio. But before you actually play us out, Alan, how does the tuba actually work? How does an instrument like that make a sound?
You have to start off by making what's it's called a buzz. Basically, you blow a raspberry into a funnel. Or, depending on whether which level of brass instrument you're playing. And then that contains a whole lot of tones, and you select the resonant length of tubing by pressing the valves up and down.
Why do the valves actually change the notes, though? Why should the length of the tube affect what comes out?
What you're trying to do is to produce a standing wave within the tube. Now, the end of the tube being open means that there's got to be an antinode at the bell, and there's going to be a node where your lips are, because the air's not moving at that point.
What's an antinode?
Antinode is where the air is moving at its most rapid, and the node is where the air is not moving. And imagine the tube is stretched out. You have something about like about 15 feet of tubing. You can draw lots of sine waves within that
wiggly
15
waves
feet,
along it.
Wiggly
yeah.
waves along it. And provided they all start at zero and end at maximum, then you can have waves of various different frequencies all fit in the tube.
Would it have to be all curled up like the tuba is, or could you get the same tune out of a long straight piece of pipe? It's just that we coil it up for convenience because it would be hard to move otherwise.
It's very difficult to march with a 15-foot drain pipe.
Yeah.
Also, it upsets the other guys in the orchestra.
Fair enough. And why are these instruments made of brass? Is there a reason why they go for brass, or could you make it out of anything?
In principle, you could. You can play a hose pipe if you've got a decent mouthpiece.
I've seen people do that with a funnel on the end.
Yeah,
and and by swinging the hose pipe in a sort of like almost like you're going to do a lasso, you get a range of different sounds out. Very
yes.
interesting.
It's quite interesting. You get quite a harsh tone out of a hose pipe, very similar to a trombone, because it's the same diameter.
What are you saying
all the way
about
now?
Trombonists? They won't be very happy to hear that.
Oh, trombonists are always happy because they always get to play the loud bits.
Fair enough.
It's because the trombone is essentially the same diameter all the way down the tube. That means you can get a whole lot of harmonics and overtones, and you get this good rasping sound if you really blow it hard.
But the reason for brass?
The reason for brass is it's an easy material to work. It's ductile, it's malleable, so you can beat the shape of the bell that you want. You can draw tubes of any size and length. You can solder it quite easily. It doesn't corrode. And most important of all, from my point of view, it's a biocide. There's so much copper in brass that bugs don't grow on it.
And that's quite important, because you don't want to catch tuberculosis.
Do
you? No, but seriously, are you saying then that actually this is a useful aspect to the instrument, because you're blowing all that moisture and warm air in there and a whole bunch of bugs from your mouth? Presumably these instruments do end up riddled with bacteria.
The first thing they tell you when you join a brass band is never breathe in.
I'll tell you. And what about the difference between the brass section and other parts of say woodwind? Do they work? Is it pretty much the same physics, or is there a difference there?
Slightly different physics. The real difference is in the way that the first edge tone is generated. Instead of blowing raspberries, woodwind either use a reed or an edge like a whistle, which is the recorder and the flute have an edge, and everything else uses a reed. But the question is really whether a saxophone is brass or reed.
What do you think?
I think it's interesting. It's almost entirely in a class by itself, because of all the instruments, it's the one that sounds most like the human voice.